Welcome to a bonus episode of PRN, Pause, Renew, Next, a podcast about soul care, scripture, and stories of faith. I'm Jenny Detweiler, and today, surprise friends, it is not Podcast Tuesday, but I'm giving you a bonus episode in between weeks because I thought it might be fun after 2 years of podcasting to do a little deep dive about some of the behind-the-scenes stuff of the podcasting world and of PRN specifically. So last week, I asked my Facebook community and some friends and family, did they have any questions about what it was like behind the scenes running this podcast? And I got a plethora of questions, so I don't know that I'm going to get to all of them today, but we'll see how far we get. I just thought it might be fun for you, the listeners, to hear some of the behind the scenes stuff that maybe you aren't aware of about podcasting, about bloopers, about editing, you name it. We're probably going to cover it today. So here is the first question from my husband, Derek. What is your favorite part of the behind the scenes stuff? So I might be a little nerdy, but I think my favorite parts are editing it, getting to hear it all put together for the first time with the music and all that stuff. I get like a little high of joy that comes with hearing the whole thing put together before it's released out into the world. When it's just still mine and I've shared it with my guest, that part is really fun for me. How long does it take to put together an episode? Well, I really don't want to count up the time because I might quit if I did. So I'm just going to run you through the process of a one-woman show and what it takes. First, I usually talk to my guest via email or message of some sort to set up an interview. Then we actually have the interview, and that usually takes anywhere from 30 minutes to an hour. Then I download that, then I edit that, and depending on the audio quality and any issues surrounding the interview, that can take a kind of short time up to a long time. It just sort of depends. And then I listen to the whole thing put back together to make sure that I caught everything. Then I record an intro and an outro and put the music on it, listen to the whole thing put together, send it to my guests to get their okay on it before it goes out into the world. Then I write my show notes, upload it, get it sent out to all the podcasting apps. Then I have to write social media posts too. You guys, it's kind of like a part-time job, for real. It takes a while. Most of the time, though, it's worth it. Okay, another question is, could anyone start a podcast? Or does it require a lot of equipment to be good quality? I would say, although I'm not a complete expert on this, probably a few years ago, you would have dropped a pretty penny. But now I think that there are some apps and so many ideas online about how to make it affordable. So you could really start it for pretty cheap. The things that you really need are a mic of some sort, hopefully good quality, but at least good enough, some sort of computer to keep it all on, at least an iPad or something like that. Now there's an app called Anchor. I don't use that for my podcast, but you've probably heard of it if you listen to many podcasts. And it's kind of an all-in-one editing, recording, everything all-in-one. I don't use that. I use Adobe Audition, and I have a Blue Yeti mic that I use. I have a WordPress page, and from there, it will distribute it to all the podcasting apps for me, so that's really nice. So having said that, you may hear on a few of my latest episodes and upcoming episodes that at the end of my podcast, I'll say, if you want to support PRN, you can go to buymeacoffee.com/pause. And that's because if I want to record using better video conferencing than Skype, which I've been doing in the past, and it doesn't have great quality, then all those things cost money. So when you hear people ask for support, that's because podcasting really isn't free. You kind of get what you pay for. But if you want to start out for pretty cheap, there are ways to do that. Okay, what is the hardest part of podcasting? Oh, goodness, technology, technology, technology. It is not, my friend. But thankfully, I'm married to a computer genius who has come in handy very, very many times. Also, probably scheduling with my guests about when we're going to have interviews and stuff like that. Sometimes there's some back and forth, you know, because we all have schedules that we have to keep and trying to get stuff together at appropriate times when there's not kids around. Okay, now we're getting to some of the really fun questions. Who is the funniest interview and why? Oh goodness, I don't really know, but I will tell you who my funniest guest is. her interview really wasn't that funny because we talked about some hard issues, really, that were pretty serious. But as a person, I would say Betsy Bolick is hilarious. We used to work together, and she would keep me in stitches all through staff meeting. I just love that girl so much. And I will link to every podcast that I mentioned today and any guest. I will link to all those in the show notes if you want to go back and check out those podcast episodes. So another question was, what is your most embarrassing moment? Okay. I think I have a lot of embarrassing moments of interviewing guests, but the one that sticks out to me right here in this moment is I had a lot of nervousness leading up to talking to Lori Ferguson Wilbert last spring because she was kind of a big name and I didn't really know her. And I always get nervous before interviews to begin with, but hers was set up, I want to say at like 5 o'clock. My kids were all home. Derek hadn't really completely gotten off work. So I was kind of hitting the ground running with this interview without having gotten some good headspace ahead of time. And then the technology didn't work and I had to like shut it down, go find my husband, get it all working again. I was so embarrassed. And then halfway through, I realized that it might not have been recording well. I had to stop it. Started again. I thought I was going to die, but she was so nice, like very, very gracious about the whole thing and did not make me feel bad about it at all. So I'm sure I looked like a novice and I was, and I really appreciate her kindness about the whole thing. What is one of the most unexpected questions anyone has ever asked me? Ooh. Okay. Well, the one that pops into my head and it was just a couple times ago, was Alexis Newland from the Brave podcast. When I interviewed her, all of a sudden she flipped it around on me and started interviewing me, and I did not see that coming. So that was kind of unexpected. Fun, but unexpected. She's good at what she does. Another question somebody asked me was, is there something that scared me, but that I was challenged to do because of podcasting? Let's just say everything. Everything from start to finish, I was scared to do, and it challenged me to do because of podcasting, technology stuff, everything. But the one story that really sticks out to me is for the first year, maybe of podcasting, maybe over a year, I only interviewed people face to face that I actually knew in real life. So it was a risk, but it wasn't that big of a risk because I knew them and I felt safe with them. And then there came a day when I met KJ Ramsey online and loved her story and loved the book that she had coming out. And I took a risk and asked her if she wanted to be on my podcast. And she said yes, but she lived in Colorado. So clearly we could not meet face to face. So I had to figure out how to interview via Skype, which I did. And it worked out so well. I was so, so, so nervous, partly to meet somebody that I really looked up to, partly because it was the first time I'd recorded via video conference. Little did I know that that was a complete God thing, because in a couple months, I would be doing everything online, Zooming all the time, everything online, even as a counselor. So that was just the very beginning, dipping my toes in the water. Little did I know, but it went really great, and I'm glad that I was able to do that. Have I ever cried during an episode? I think there have been a few times with guests that I've come really close. I don't know that tears actually came out, but I know that my eyes welled up. But the one time that I know that for real I cried, like I had to stop recording, go to the bathroom and come back again, was when I recorded my own recovery story. I've had many guests cry during interviews, and I try to edit pieces of that out. But I think there's something really vulnerable about sharing our stories, and it brings up a lot of emotion, and for good reason. So that's my crying episode. Has there been something that went really bad but turned out good, like a blessing in surprise? Yes. Okay. You can tell I didn't really prep for these in advance, huh? You're getting the real me right now as I'm thinking it out. There is a really sweet woman at my church who is very wise. Her name is Ann Miller, and I was so thankful that she said she would do a podcast with me about her life story, and that was winter of 2020. And we recorded a podcast. And when I came home, I somehow messed it up during editing. Oh, it was kind of humiliating, but she was so kind. So I went back to her house a second time and re-recorded with her. She told the same stories. It was like a complete do-over. But the beauty of it was I got to go spend more time with her, which was a beautiful thing. So I got to go to her house twice instead of just one time and hang out with her twice. So she was very gracious about it. You guys, this sounds like I really mess up a lot, but from what I hear, I think other podcasters get it. Like, you know, things happen, you have to re-record. I think that's a pretty common thing and probably maybe not well known, but this kind of stuff happens. It's always a little bit embarrassing, but that was a time that I was really glad that it worked out in the end, and she was awesome. One person asked me, do I like how I sound? Because they don't really like how they sound. You know, I really don't mind the way that I sound. It doesn't really bother me that much. In fact, this has probably made me feel better about it. I've been told multiple times that I have a really great podcasting voice, which is a sweet compliment. Recently, I heard that my voice sounded calming, like an NPR kind of voice, which is hilarious. So, no, I don't really mind the way that I sound at all, but I will tell you something that does bother me. When I was first researching how to do a podcast, I saw one of the pieces of advice was that you wanted to be careful about any verbal clutches that you have because we all have them. And when you record yourself, you'll kind of notice what yours are. So sure enough, goodness, having to edit and listen back to myself over and over again, I certainly know what mine are. And even knowing them, I'm still doing them anyway. And now that I'll say them to you, you guys will all hear them from now on in every podcast interview that I do. So hopefully I'll come up with some new ones, but I think some of them are, wow, yeah. Oh, I love that. You know what I'm saying? They're in all of them. So I think we all have them. And as I listen to my guest in playback, some of the normal verbal clutches are, you know, we've all got them, but those are some of mine. What has been discouraging? Ooh, the pandemic has been terribly discouraging. I really was, I think, gaining some ground last year as a podcaster. And then when the pandemic hit, I mean, my listenership plateaued / plummeted. And I am pretty sure all the reasons why that is. I know that most of my listeners are moms and are busy and we're doing virtual schooling and probably not commuting anymore to work or to take kids to school. And they don't have as much time on their hands and they're not able to listen. And so I get all the reasons why, but as a podcaster who puts hours and hours and hours into work, to put it out there and not have a lot of listeners was really discouraging. And I wouldn't say that it's completely bounced back. It's not terrible, but it depends on the episode. But there definitely has been a difference since the pandemic. So why do I keep it up? Well, Jeremiah said that he had a fire in his bones and he could not be quiet. And I wouldn't say it's quite that extreme, but something like that, like it's deep in my belly. And so I've prayed about it off and on over the years, and I don't feel like God's told me to quit. So I'm just going to keep on going, keep on going, keep on going. The unsung hero of my podcast, besides Jesus, is really my husband, because every time I get to the point where I'm like, why am I doing this? Should I quit? Then my husband will say, no, honey. Just keep on keeping on, be consistent, you be consistent, and the results will come. And so I really appreciate Jesus, first of all, and the Holy Spirit, and my husband for being an encourager to me to keep it up. Here's a funny question. Have my boys ever interrupted or done something embarrassing? Yes, a lot, all the time. Especially when I have guest interviews at my house, a lot of times in the background you'll hear noises and jumping that I have to edit out. In fact, I think one time one was working on a science project out in the garage and you could hear hammering. So if you ever hear real crazy stuff in the background, chances are it's them. Ooh, where do I get my ideas? You know, I really think of it like manna. sometimes I'll find myself getting anxious about, what am I going to write a blog about this week? I don't know. Or what if I run out of guests? Or what if people say no? Or all these kinds of things. And whenever I get to that point, I mean, God just reminds me that He's the one that provides. And as I'm faithful, He has really brought the ideas, the guests, the people. And I just feel like He's been really faithful that way. How do I know so many interesting people? I guess I'm just a blessed individual. I just really know a lot of people with good stories. But you know what? As a counselor, what I've realized is almost everybody has a good story. And my goal in starting the podcast was not to interview famous people. I think if you listen to the bigger Christian podcast, you'll hear a lot of the same guests over and over again on the different platforms. And I never really wanted to be that. I really wanted to hear from people that maybe aren't famous, but have awesome stories to tell. And so I have a lot of friends in real life who, as you can tell if you listen to my podcast, are amazing. They have so much wisdom to share, and I've been so thankful. Some of the author people that I've had on, or other podcasters, I've met online, and I have really grown as a podcaster, as a person, I think, from getting to watch the ministries of other women across the nation, even across the pond in other countries. There are so many really cool women doing amazing work in the world. And so when I find one, some of them reached out to me. I've reached out to some of them, but I've just been really blessed in getting to know some of them as well. Okay, this is where we're going to end today. What has been my biggest spiritual takeaway? Here's where I'm going to get really honest with you guys. I always have a mixed motivation, and I know that about myself. I really like people. I really like to be liked, and that can be a gift, and it can be a downfall. So I started Pause Renew Next because I wanted to be creative, and I wanted to have a platform where I could do that and hear stories and write stories through my blog and help people through soul care. And also, it's a mixed bag because originally I tried to do it more anonymously without my face, and I realized people connect with faces, people connect with personalities. And so having to put myself out there has been a struggle for me because it can be, I don't know, just a struggle inside of myself. And so the Lord has really taught me a lot about humility. I've always prayed the whole time that He would give me enough encouragement to keep going, but not so much praise that it would go to my head. And He's also been really sweet about protecting me from a lot of negative comments too that probably would have stopped me in my tracks early on. And so I've been really thankful for that as well. So originally when I first started Pause Renew Next, the vision that I kind of had was that the women listening to my podcast would be encouraged to run the race like Paul talks about in Philippians, the race of faith. And I wanted Pause Renew Next to kind of be like the cheerleader on the sideline saying, keep it up, you can do it, you've got this, like keep your eyes on the prize. And what that can sometimes become is, look at me, I'm cheerleading. So that's the struggle, right? And I just think that the Lord keeps bringing me back to fading back, fading away from that. Like he builds the house. He is the prize. There is no other prize. So then I cried again. So always, as I interview guests, as we talk about books, as we talk about biographies, as we talk about soul care, as we talk about counseling tips or even funny things, I always hope, my overall goal is that you come away from this podcast or from any of my blogs not just encouraged on your journey with Jesus, although that is my hope and prayer, but more in love with Him, with a stronger desire to get to know Him. And so it's been a real privilege to get to know the stories of so many people who are chasing hard after Him And I'm so thankful. So when have I cried on this podcast? Well, now I did. I didn't even see that coming, but that was the real me. So I hope that you guys liked this behind the scenes look at PRN. If you could do me a favor and tell your friends about this podcast, that would help me out so much as far as marketing. What are the hardest parts of podcasting? I forgot to say marketing. I don't know why I didn't say that. Technology and marketing, that is not my thing. So you guys are my grassroots people. Tell your friends, pass it on. Share on social media. You can always follow me on social media at Pause Renew Next on Instagram or Twitter. And you can join the community on Facebook, PRN, Pause Renew Next. You can find me on my website to read all the blogs or to sign up for my newsletter. And that's at pauserenewnext.com. Now, usually I put out podcasts every other week and blogs on the in-between weeks. But this was a surprise. So there's no blog this week. There's a podcast instead. And next week, speaking of Jesus, you're going to get to meet two of my friends on the podcast who are going to talk about a ministry that they're a part of. And I just love these folks. You are going to love them too. So definitely check back in a week for the next regular Pause Renew Next episode. If you want to support Pause Renew Next with some of the overhead costs and keep the lights on around here, so to speak, you can go to buymeacoffee.com/pause. That's buymeacoffee.com/pause. To donate, you can also leave a comment there and I can respond to you, which is pretty cool. You can find Pause Renew Next on almost any podcasting app. And if you are not already subscribed, what are you waiting for? Go out and subscribe. That way you won't miss an episode. Well, that is all for the surprise episode of PRN, Pause, Renew, Next, the podcast. I'm Jenny Detweiler, and may you be encouraged on your journey with Jesus.